So testimonies are very important among us. We highly value the work of the Holy Spirit in each one of your lives. And from time to time, we have people come up here and testify and tell of what the Lord has been doing and how he's been providing. So in our staff meeting this last week, Sam asked if we knew of anybody that the Lord was particularly moving in their lives and if they had a testimony. And there is one couple's testimony that has blessed me over and over again when I've heard it, and I've been able to kind of be in the middle of it and watch it all happen, and my wife Lizzie and I, and that's Stephen and Cassie Walker, who are our next door neighbors in the apartment building. And they love speaking in public, so they're excited about this. So they're just going to share from their heart what the Lord is doing, and then I'd like to pray a blessing over them at the end.
Hi, guys. I was sitting thinking about what I was going to talk about, and just basically I've been working for the last about a year and a half and just trying the best I can to take care of Cassie and the kids, and we just had another one, and things have been tight. I mean, I don't work hourly. I work on commission, so it's just literally paycheck to paycheck, and it's been overwhelming how it's just right on time. Whatever the check is, it's just enough for what we need, and it's just been amazing. And so I think halfway through December, I was I think I had like two or three pairs of jeans left, and I ripped two of them, so I was down to one pair of jeans, and I was just like, That's just a small issue, but it was upsetting me, you know. And then Samuel got a hold of me and said that somebody from the church wanted to buy us Christmas gifts, and they wanted to know clothes sizes and everything. And we did some math, and it was like $1,500 worth of stuff. And then so there's been a couple others. And then somebody said that Jonathan told us that somebody wanted to pay the rent for January. And that was a huge blessing. Look, both of those things just completely blew us away. And then Cassie and I had been talking about wanting to move into a bigger place because we're in a one-bedroom apartment. And we got three kids. And I just always tell her that we don't have enough money. We can't afford it. And I kind of said something smart-aleck to her, I think about a month ago, and just said, if God wants us to move, he'll make a way for us to move. And Jonathan and I had been talking about it and praying about it. And he had asked me if I'd prayed about it anymore, and I said, no, I haven't really thought about it, you know, because we can't afford it. And then, and so he got us together, and he told us that somebody gave us a check for $2,800 so that we could move into a house. And it's just, it's overwhelming to us. So I just, and I don't know who did it, you know. So I've got to thank God for that, and I just, that's just a perfect example of what the church is supposed to be like, and I just can't thank everyone enough, you know.
For me, the biggest part about it was that my family is non-believers, and so it gave me a reason to talk to my sister about it, and hopefully it will go somewhere in her heart, but that was the biggest thing for me.
This couple is such a blessing to me because they are imperfectly and weakly but wholeheartedly setting their hearts to seeking the Lord and to making him king over their lives and their finances. And so the cool part about the story to me was that in Lizzie's talks with Cassie and in my talks with Stephen, they were both just weekly coming before the Lord and just praying, Lord, give us the money. We prayed specifically for a bigger place that they could afford. We prayed specifically for January rent because that was a concern for Stephen. And they asked in childlike faith, and the Lord provided way more than what they needed. And so it's been such a blessing to see the answers to prayer here, and I know more's to come for them. And this is available for all of us. Amen. So, Lord, we pray a blessing over this couple here. In Jesus' name, we pray that they would just continue to be strengthened in their inner man. We pray a blessing over them, Lord, in their family, their children, Lord, be raised in the discipline and admonition of the Lord. We thank you for your sign of this provision, Lord, and we just pray for more for them. We pray for abundant provision for them, and we pray that this testimony would go even beyond these four walls here and touch people who need to hear this, Lord. We pray for childlike faith for all of us, Lord, that we could ask and receive. Bless your name. Amen.